طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله من ولا وبعد. This is our third session, Medina Book 3, and we are trying to complete the first lesson. Last week, alhamdulillah, we covered a lot of the material related to the nouns. And in this chapter 1, there are two general topics, that is, matters related to nouns and matters related to verbs, in terms of yani that which is mabniyun and mu'rab. And we covered most of what is related to nouns in the first two sessions. And last week, we came close to completing the material related to nouns, except that we didn't look over the two charts on page 11 and 12. And I said, inshallah, yani for the sake of covering the exercises in class, so that you have something to work with over the week, we went over the exercises at the end of the first part of lesson 1. We went over the exercises on page 12, 13 and 14. We did all the exercises last week. And because we were running out of time, I said we'll come back to these charts today. So we'll look at them today, and then after that we're going to go to what follows the exercises. The exercises on 13 and 14 will go to the next page, which deals with the remaining matters related to nouns. When are nouns marfu'un, when are they mansubun, when are they majrurun. The remaining matters related to that we're going to cover. And then we're going to do the second topic of chapter 1, which is the mabniyun and mu'rab of verbs, yani the mudari verbs. Then we're going to deal with that, inshallah. We'll look at the English key first, and then we'll go over the Arabic, and then we'll do the exercises. The exercises for the second part of this lesson are relatively brief, but inshallah, hopefully we'll be able to complete them. Okay, so before that, is there any question that anyone, you know, had related to what we talked about last week? Any question related to what we talked about last week? Yani last week, if I can refresh your memory. Oh, I'm sorry. Last week, and in the first session, we dealt with the first part of the lesson dealing with nouns, the declension of nouns. And we said that in terms of the i'rab of nouns, most nouns are mu'rab. Most nouns are mu'rab. They decline. That means that they change from marfu'un to mansubun to majrur. But some nouns are mabniyun. So we went over what are the signs on a noun, the indications that it's marfu'un and mansub and majrur, what are the primary signs and what are the secondary signs? Which type of nouns have secondary signs? And we also went over the various categories of nouns that are mabniyun. Okay, we went over these two topics in detail, and we also went over the i'rab of nouns that are mu'rab, but their signs are not visible. The signs are not visible. They are only the i'rab al-taqdiri. We went over that also in reference to three types of nouns: the maksur, the mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam, and the mankus. And then we went over the categories of pronouns, of nouns that are mabniyun, the pronouns, demonstrative pronouns, relative pronouns, some asma al-istifham, some adverbs, verbal nouns, and compound numbers. We went over all that, and we completed that, alhamdulillah. We read it also in Arabic, and then we did the exercises related to these matters that came on page 13 and 14. We did all of those exercises. So actually, we finished this first part of the lesson, and after that, what remained was the charts. And today I would like to start with these charts, unless somebody has a question concerning what passed already. These charts actually are a summary of those topics that I just mentioned. These charts are the summary of all of that. So we save the charts so that we'll have something to review next week easily for us, this week, and also because we ran out of time. Any question before we look at the charts? Okay, let me just say before I go on, just as a reminder, because I will forget, that whatever we cover in the class, in any session, it's automatically part of the homework to review it. Allah, there's no way to really benefit from what you are learning in any field except that you review it. Unless you are somebody who just has that kind of memory, but you don't forget anything. And that's a rare situation. So for most of us normal human beings, we have to review. The scholars of Islam, they made this as a sunnah. Mudhakara or muraja, that you go over what you learn so that you don't forget it. And in addition to that, we're asking that you preview whatever we're going to take in the next class. Yani whatever is ahead of us, that we didn't, wherever we stop, look at the material that's following, the next chapter or the completion of the chapter, read over it, study it, and try to understand whatever you can, so that when you come to class you have some questions on certain areas that you know you didn't understand. So it's clear to you what you're looking for when you come to the class. You don't come to the class blank, and you don't know what is going to happen today. You don't know what we're going to cover. You don't know if you understand the material that we're about to take or not. You don't have any idea. Okay, you look at the material before you come to class, you study it, you try to memorize some of the vocabulary, look at the rules, whichever ones you can understand and grasp on your own. And then when you come to class, hopefully, you'll understand what you didn't understand when you're reading by yourself. As we discuss it and explain it and go through the exercises, inshallah. Okay, so let's go to page 11 of the Arabic part of the book, page 11, where there's a chart. And this chart says, علامات الإعراب الأصلية والفرعية في الاسم. Okay, so what do we mean by this? علامات الإعراب الأصلية والفرعية في الاسم. What does this mean? Okay, does anybody not have a clue about what this is about? Don't raise your hand. Alaykum salam. Okay, so what we're talking about here, alamat, right? The signs, primary signs and secondary signs, that indicate the i'rab of a noun, that tell us that it's marfu'un or mansubun or majrurun. What are the signs? Okay, they are primary signs like fatha, kasra and dhamma. And there are secondary signs like the letters alif and waw and ya, depending on if what type of noun it is. Is it a sound, masculine plural, sound, feminine plural, yani muthanna, what kind of noun it is. So these types of nouns, some of them have secondary signs that indicate that it is marfu'un or mansub or majrur. Okay, so this is what this chart is showing us. What are the signs of the i'rab, the case endings? What are the signs that indicate that a noun is marfu'un or mansub or majrur? The primary signs as well as the secondary signs in the noun, in reference to the noun. Okay, so if you look at this chart, if you have already reviewed the chart and it's clear to you, it's easy to follow. But if you haven't and you're looking at it for the first time, it may be a little confusing. So what I want to do is just quickly examine the chart. What does it contain? Going from right to left, the first column going down, at the top of the first column going down from the right side, it says Al-Halatu Al-I'rabiyya. Okay? The hal of the i'rab. What is it? Yani is it going down marfu'un? And what is the sign of it being marfu'un? Alamatu raf. Or is it mansub? And what is the sign that it's mansub, the nasb? And if, or is it majrur? And what is the alamatu jar? What is the sign that it's majrur? Okay, so we're going to see that if you look down, you see that there are three cases. Al-marfu', al-mansub, and al-majrur. So for each one of those cases going across, you're going to see the different types of nouns. A normal noun that has primary signs. And then we're going to see the five types of nouns that have secondary signs. The jam mu'annath salim, the muthanna, the jam mudhakkar salim, mamnu' min as-sarf, and al-asma al-khamsa. So how are we going to read this chart, okay? We see that we have marfu' and mansub and majrur going down in the first column. In the second column we have al-amil. That means, what is the word in this sentence that is going to cause a change in that noun, to change it from being marfu'un or from being mansub or being majrur? What is it that's going to change it? This is the amil. It actually is the thing that affects the noun. Okay, so we see that it has, under amil, it has ja'a, it has ra'aytu, and sallamtu ala. So each one of these expressions or words is going to have an effect on the noun that comes after it, depending on yani the position, the type of noun it is. Okay, so with the word, the first amil, we see that the next column after it is al-ism dhu alamat al-i'rab al-asliya. So these are nouns, the sign of the i'rab is the primary sign, and the primary signs of i'rab are Dhamma, Fatha, and Kasra. Dhamma, Fatha, and Kasra. These are the primary signs. So these words are going to come under this, the third column going across, the third column. All of those nouns and nouns are going to have primary sign of i'rab. If it's marfu'un, then it's going to be seen by the primary sign dhamma. And likewise the other cases. The fourth column is jam mu'annath salim. And under here we're going to have words that are feminine sound plurals. And in each case, depending on the amal, if it's ja'a or ra'aytu or sallamtu ala, we're going to see that if it's on the column that's marfu'un, we're going to say that that word is marfu'un and its sign is what? Is it dhamma? Is it fatha? Is it kasra? Or is it a secondary sign? Some other type of sign. So we're going to see the word and we're going to see the sign, the alama of its i'rab. And the same thing going across muthanna and jam mudhakkir salim and mamnu' min as-sarf and asma al-khamsa. In each one of these columns going across, we're going to have words that come under that title of mamnu' min as-sarf or asma al-khamsa or muthanna and so on. We're going to have words coming under there. That's gonna, we're gonna match it with any one of these amil, ja'a or ra'aytu or sallamtu ala. So how are we gonna read this, right? We're gonna read it across from the second column down, al marfu and the alamatu raf. We're gonna read straight across. So all of these, every word in these columns is gonna be marfu'un. But the sign of it being marfu'un is gonna change depending on what kind of word it is. Alright? So this is a review of what we covered concerning primary signs and secondary signs of i'rab. So if a word comes under this first group across the marfu'un, like ja'a al-abna'u. Ja'a al-abna'u. Al-abna'u is obviously the what? The fa'il. And the fa'il is definitely always marfu'un. And the sign of it being marfu'un is the primary sign. It's what? Dhamma. So this is what this is reminding us of. Keep going, we say, Ja'a al-abna'u wal-banatu. Now, al-banat is jamu annath salim, right? So, if a word that's jamu annath salim, a sound feminine plural, if it is marfu'un, the sign of it being marfu'un is the primary sign or secondary sign? Primary. It's a primary sign. The primary sign for raf is dhamma. So it's telling you here, the sign of it being marfu'un underneath the word wal-banatu is dhamma. Going across, wal-walidani. Here in this sentence, ja'a, Al-abna'u, wal-banatu, wal-walidani. Al-walidani is a muthanna. It's the, yani, it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. And the sign that it's marfu'un is what? Alif. This is not a primary sign. This is a secondary sign. So we know from this that the secondary sign for words that are muthanna, the secondary sign of it being marfu'un is alif. Is alif. And we keep going. Jam mudhakkir salim wal aqrabuna is marfu'un. The sign that is marfu'un is waw, a secondary sign. And the reason why it's waw is because that's the sign for jam mudhakkir salim. When it's marfu'un, it's waw. And likewise, mamnu' min as-sarf wa ibrahimu. Yani here, ibrahimu is marfu'un, and the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma, and that's a primary sign for a raf. And the last one, wa akhuhu. The sign that is marfu'un is waw, because the asma al-khamsa, when they are marfu'un, yani if they're an idafa to other than ya al-mutakallam, the sign that they are marfu'un is the elongation of its waw sign. If it originally has dhamma, then the sign of it being marfu'un would be waw. If it originally has kasra, the sign that it is majrurun is ya, and so on. Alright? So this is how this chart is read, and yani in case you got a little confused on any point, when you look at the chart and you read it, you just remember under each word which column it comes under. Is it a jammu dhakr salam, a jammu annath salam, muthanna, mamnu' min as-sarf, yani min asma al-khamsa, what kind of word it is, and then we'll see what is its sign, and if that sign yani is a primary sign or is it a secondary sign, it's important for us to recognize that. And if we see a letter, yani like alif, waw, or ya, as a sign for i'rab, we know that this is automatically a secondary sign. But there are some secondary signs that are not letters, but rather they are vowels. Huh? There are secondary signs that are vowels. For example, in which type of word we have a secondary sign of i'rab that is a vowel, it's not a letter? Jam mu'annath salim. And when does it have a secondary sign? When it's mansub. The sign for it being mansub is kasra instead of fatha. So that's a secondary sign, but it's not a letter, it's a vowel.
But that vowel is not a primary sign, because the primary sign for nas is fatha. But here we have it as kasra, and likewise we have the opposite of that in mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, when it is in what case? Majroor. Instead of taking kasra, which is the primary sign, it takes fatha. Alright, so that's basically what this chart is. And again, I'm saying it's a summary of what we already covered. So it's good to look at it and to remind yourself, sometimes just to read through it and see how it works. Okay, so the second column down is the mansub. It tells us, yani, when what any one of these nouns is mansub, it tells us what's its sign. So we have, for example, ra'aytu al-abana'a. And abana'a here is what? What is its i'rab? It's the maf'ulun bi. And the sign, and the maf'ulun bi is always what? Mansub. And the sign that is mansub here is fatha, and that's the primary sign. The next word, walbanati, yani, is also mansub. But the sign that is mansub here is what? Kasra. Kasra. Instead of fatha. So we know that this is what kind of sign? Secondary sign. And that's because it's what? Jamra and the salam. Walwalidaini, yani the muthanna here, it's mansub. Walamatu nasbihi is what? Aliya. That's because it's muthanna. And likewise, walakrabina. Alakrabina, the sign of it being mansub is also ya. But notice that in the muthanna and the jam mudhakkar salam, both of them, when they are mansub and majroor, the sign of the nasb and the jar is ya. But in the muthanna, it's ya preceded by fatha, and in the jam mudhakkar salam, it's ya preceded by kasra. So both of them, the sign of its i'rab, if it's mansub or majroor, is ya, but that ya is preceded by a different vowel, and this distinguishes the muthanna from the jam mudhakkar salam. And then we have, yani, going across, wa ibrahima, mansub, wa alamatu nasbihi fatha, wa akhahu, yani, also mansub, alamatu nasbihi Aleph, because it is from the Asma al-Khamsa. And the last line down is the Majroor. And the Amal is Sallamtu ala al-Abna'i. Yani it's Majroor, Alamatu Jarrihi Kasra. That's a primary sign. Wal-Banati. Yani also it has a primary sign Kasra. Wal-Walidaini. Yani Ya. So that means that the Muthanna, when it is Mansub and Majroor, the sign of the nasb and jar is ya, and al-akrabina, likewise the same thing, when it is mansub and majroor, it's the same sign, ya. Wa ibrahima, salamtu ala ibrahima. Here ibrahima, the sign that it is majroor is fatha. And this is not a primary sign, it's a secondary sign, that's because it's mamnu min al-sarf. Mamnu min al-sarf does not take kasra when it is majroor. And the last one, wa akhihi, yani it is majroor, sign that it's majroor is ya, which is a secondary sign because it's from the Asma al-Khamsa. Any question about this chart? And the chart is really a good summary. If you understand how to read it, it's good to look through it and just practice with it a little bit until each type of noun that has secondary signs becomes clear in your mind, and which ones have primary signs, so that you distinguish between primary and secondary signs and it becomes clear for you. And this is important. Number one, in order to read correctly when you're reading texts that are not fully voweled, to know what is the vowel ending, you have to know something about this i'rab. But more important than that, when you're reading, to know if a word in a sentence is actually majroor or mansub or marfoon, because this can actually change the meaning of the sentence. If you read it as being mansub and it's marfoon, change the meaning. You change the meaning. So it's important to know and to recognize this. And this is something that, yani, even the ordinary Arabs, they don't really know well. So if you hear them read, they make a lot of mistakes in this kind of thing. If they're reading something that doesn't have vowels, they can't read it properly. The ordinary Arabs, they can't read. I mean, I know that for a fact. I have like about 25 years of experience of listening to Arab people reading incorrectly. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me how, I mean, these people can just read and they don't care how they read the words. They might even really understand the general meaning of what they're reading, but they can't read properly. And in many cases, really, they misinterpret. I was in the masjid one day, and I was preparing for a class, and I came across an expression I wasn't really sure about. So before I went home after the salat, I said, let me ask this brother here. He's from an Arab country. What is the meaning of this? It was something in the Tafsir Ibn Kathir. And the answer that he gave me was so amazing that I couldn't wait for him to finish what he was saying so I could run home. I mean, it had nothing whatsoever to do with what I was reading there. And I said, how does he understand that? Like that? Like, where's he getting that from? It's not even close. And then he said, you know, really, I'm not, you know, like, I'm not a scholar of Islam, so I might not be right about this. I said, okay, thank you. Jazakallah khair. Let me get out of here. Let me get out of here. Hey, subhanAllah. Yani, that's after he gave me his answer. He told me that. Should have told me that in the beginning to save my time. But, you know, so this is, you know, it's a summary chart that is definitely helpful. You know, if you want to review this thing quickly. Okay, the next chart is also a summary chart that explains to us the I'rab al-Taqdiri. Yani, what they call the latent or dormant. Yani, signs of I'rab that are not visible. Yani, the taqdiri is the opposite of zahir. Yani, when the sign of the I'rab is apparent, you see it, it is zahir. You say dhamma, zahira. But if it is not apparent, you don't see it, then you say dhamma, muqaddara. Yani, it is taqdiri, latent. It is not visible, you don't see it. So here, we have a similar type of a chart. Yani, going down from the first column on the right, we have marfu'un and the sign of raf, mansubun and the sign of nas, and majrurun and the sign of jar. And then in the next column we have the amil, ja'a and ra'aytu and salamtu ala. And then we have the three types of nouns that have taqdiri i'rab. Three types of noun. The mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam, the mankus, and the maksur. Okay, somebody tell me, what is the mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam? What do we mean by this? Nah? My something, okay. Anybody else give us more? Okay, a noun that is in an idafa construction connected to ya al-mutakallam. What do we mean by ya al-mutakallam? First person. Now, the first person, singular. That means ana. When a noun is connected to ya al-mutakallam, then that noun is going to have a taqdiri i'rab. Because ya al-mutakallam must be preceded by kasra automatically. So we're not going to see the change in vowels from dhamma, kasra, fatha changing. It's going to always remain the same. And there's some difference of opinion about when it's majrur, but in any case, any, that is a view of some of the scholars of Nahu. We're going to go with the apparent, any obvious opinion concerning this, and that is that a noun, when it's connected to ya al-mutakallam, then it is always going to have yani i'rab that's taqdiri. It's not, its i'rab is not going to be visible by a visible sign, but rather we're going to say that it is dhamma muqaddara, or fatha muqaddara, or kasra muqaddara. And we're going to know that it's marfu'un. So the sign of it being marfu'un is dhamma, but the dhamma is not zahira, it's not visible, so we say it's muqaddara. Okay, so what do we mean by al-manqus? What is a noun that is manqus? What do we mean by this? Manqus. Naam. Naam, that has an, yani, the last letter of that noun is the ya. That is an original, essential part of that word. It's not something added to it as a suffix. It's an original part of that word. But this manqus noun that has this ya, that is preceded by kasra, that is preceded by kasra, in many cases, the ya is going to be deleted. So this is the tricky thing about this type of yani word. Sometimes you're going to see it without its ya, and you have to recognize it, and you have to understand yani that its i'rab is going to be takdiri. Okay, so we're going to look at this. And finally, the maqsoor, the ism maqsoor. What do we mean by this? What kind of noun is this? Nouns that end in alif. Maqsoor or mamduda ends in alif. That's preceded by fatha. Nouns that end in alif. Could be maqsoora like Mustafa, could be mamduda like Amrika. Okay, nouns that end with alif, that is the original part of that word. So in that case, we're not going to see the i'rab in those words. It's not going to be zahir. It's going to be yani takdiri. So these are the three types of nouns. We talked about these in the last class. Yani, carefully, we discussed them in detail. And this is a chart summarizing these three types of nouns. Yani, the i'rab that is going to be taqdiri, except the except the what? Which one is not going to be takdirium? One case out of these three nouns and three possibilities, nine cases, there's one that's not going to be takdiri. When the manqus is mansub. Okay, when the manqus is mansub, it's not going to be takdiri i'rab. It's going to be zahir. We're going to say it's mansub wa alamatu nasbi fatha zahira. Zahira. And the rest of the cases of these three nouns in all three instances, marfu'un, mansub, majrur, it's going to be takdiri, except the manqus when it is mansub. In that case, when it's mansub, its ya is going to be present. And the sign of it being mansub, the fatah, is also going to be visible. It's going to be seen. Alright. I don't know about in your books, we have a lot of printings of this book, and some of them have different mistakes than others, okay? So pay attention to whatever book you're using, and if there's a mistake in it, try to identify it, okay? Because I might have a mistake in my book that's not in your book. And you might have a mistake in your book that's not in my book. Alright? So try to pay attention, because sometimes these mistakes can throw you off completely. You can't figure out why is this, and it's like that because it's a mistake. I mean, this has happened to me so many times. I'm trying to figure out, so my son, what is this? I don't understand this. Why is this, like, this is not supposed to be? Yeah, he says, it's not. It's a mistake. I know something's wrong. And a lot of the books, especially the old books, do have a lot of printing mistakes. And today, depending on the authors, sometimes the authors themselves, they examine their books, or they have people to check them. And some people, they don't. They just print. So sometimes these books have mistakes that can really throw you off and make confusion. So pay attention, inshallah. There are some mistakes in this book. Okay, we look at this chart, and we see, from the marfu'un level, the first level, Ja'a Sadiqi Al-Muhami Al-Murtadi. I don't know. Some books it has Al-Mustafa. You have Mustafa? Five. In any case, the ruling is the same, right? We see that Sadiqi, in this case, after Ja'a, it is what? It's I'rab is what? It's the fa'il, and the fa'il is marfu'un, and the sign of it being marfu'un is Dhamma Muqaddara. That's not seen because of Ya al-Mutakallam. And al-Muhami, likewise, it is also marfu'un, the sign that is marfu'un is Dhamma Muqaddara. Yeah, the ya in the manqus now is going to be present in three cases. And the rest of the time, it's not going to be present. It's going to be deleted. It's going to be omitted. Okay, so the three cases, one of them is when it's mansub. We said that, right? When it's mansub, the ya is going to be present, and the sign of its i'rab is going to be zahira. The other times when the ya is going to be present is if it has alif lam, like al-muhami, al-wadi, Al-Qadi, if it has Alif Lam, the Ya is going to be present. And the third case is going to be present if it is an Idafa construction, and it is the first part of the Idafa construction, the Mudaf. If it is Mudaf, if the Ism Manqus is the Mudaf, the first part of the Idafa construction, the Ya is going to be present. The Ya is going to be present. So if it has Alif Lam, or if it is the Mudaf, the first part of the Idafa construction, or if it is Mansub, if it is the ism inna, or if it is maf'ulun bi, or something like this.
So it'll still be correct if it's written without the ya, if it's not within these conditions?
If it's in other than these three conditions, you must write it without the ya. You must write it without the ya. In these three conditions, you have to write it with the ya. Like, it's not optional. It's not optional. Well, there are words in Arabic where there are letters that, we know that there are words in Arabic where there are letters which must be pronounced, but they are not written. Yeah. Like, for example, in the word ذَلِكَ, it's written ذَلْ فَتَّ أَلِفْ, but the أَلِفْ is not written. But it's a part of the word, and you have to read it, even though it's not written. If you write it, it's wrong to write it. But if you don't pronounce it, it's wrong not to pronounce it, even though it's not written. Okay, so there are words in Arabic which have letters that are not written, but you have to pronounce them. And there are others that have letters that are written, and you must not pronounce them. So there are other cases like this. You know, I mean, there are not a lot of words like that, but there are words. Okay, most of them are common words that we know, so it's not really a problem. Okay, so again, we look at the first line of marfu'un ja'a sadiqi. Okay, we say that it's marfu'un walamatu rafahi dhamma muqaddara. Al-muhami is also marfu'un walamatu rafahi dhamma muqaddara. And al-mustafa, or whichever word you have, is also marfu'un walamatu rafahi dhamma muqaddara. The second line down, mansub ra'aytu sadiqi al-muhamiyah. Al-muhamiyah wa fatta al-murtada wa al-mustafa. Yani we say that sadiqi in the first line, ra'aytu sadiqi, we say that it is what? It's maf'ulun bi mansub wa lamatu nasbihi fatta muqaddara. Al-muhamiyah, it is also maf'ulun bi, yani mansub wa lamatu nasbihi fatta zahira. Okay, it's fatta zahira because this is the one case where these three types of nouns, in this one case, the manqus, when it is mansub, that its sign is zahira, fatta zahira. And the third word also is marfu'un alamatu rafi fatha, mansub alamatu nasbihi fatha muqaddara. And the last column, al-majrua, we see the same thing, the amal al-sallamtu ala, sadiqi, al-muhami, al-murtada, al-mustafa. And the same thing we say about all of them, that all of them are majrur. And the sign of it being majrur is kasr muqaddara in all three cases. Okay, so this again, this is a chart that is a summary in front of you at one time where you can see these three different types of words in their three halat, and you can see that in every case except one of those nine, it is a taqdiri i'rab. Now, alamatu nasbihi, yani maf'ulun bi, we say it is mansub, right? It's the maf'ulun bi, and the maf'ulun bi is mansub, and the sign of it being mansub, alamatu nasbihi, is fatha. In this case, it's fatha muqaddara, except the mankus, it's fatha zahira. Anyway, inshallah, we'll be seeing this a lot, inshallah, a lot. Alright? Okay, alamat al-asliya. Underneath this chart it says alamat al-asliya wal-far'iyya wal-zahira wal-muqaddara. So here we have a combination exercise, right? That's showing us the signs of i'rab when they are primary signs and secondary signs. When they are apparent signs and when they are takdiri signs. Okay, so we have a mixture of all types of words here. Different types of words that have primary signs and secondary signs. And i'rab, that is zahira and muqaddara. Alright, so this is Allahu a'lam if it's meant to be exercise, but for me it's an exercise. Alright, so I'm going to ask you, as I read, I'm going to ask you to tell me the i'rab of each word and why, if there's a reason why, if there's a need for an explanation. Okay, so these words, we know that the first line is all marfu, and then the second line is all mansub, and the third line is all majrur. But what is its sign of being marfu, or mansub, or majrur, and why? If it's a secondary sign, okay? So we have hadara al-abana'u. We know it's marfu. The sign that is marfu is what? Dhamma. Zahira. Naam, because it's fa'il, naam. Wal-banatu. We know it's marfu'un. The sign of it being marfu is what? Dhamma zahira. Al-walidani. It is marfu'un. The sign of it being marfu'un, alamatu rafi, is alif because it is muthanna. Wal-aqrabuna is marfu'un. Alamatu rafi, wow, because it is jam, mudhakkar salim, wa ibrahimu, it's clear, wa akhuhu. It's marfu'un alamatu rafi'i. Wow, because it is from asma' al-khamsa. Wa sadiqi marfu'un. Dhamma is marfu'un, but dhamma muqaddara because it is yani mudaf ila ya al-mutakallam. Al-muhami dhamma muqaddara. In my book it has Al-Muhamiyah. If you have a fatra, then like my book, it's a mistake. Okay, it shouldn't be a fatra, it should be muhami, it should be marfu'un, walamatu, rafahi, dhamma, muqaddara. Because every word that is in idafu to ya al-mutakallam is going to be muqaddara. And al-murtada, al-mustafa is also, yani marfu'un, walamatu, rafahi, dhamma, muqaddara. On the second line, Al-Mansoob. All of them are Mansoob. What is the sign of it being Mansoob and why? Da'autu al-Abna'a. Okay. Mafulun bihi Mansoob. Walamatu nasbi fatta. That's the primary sign. Wal-Banati. Alamatu nasbi kasra. Because? Jammu mu'annath salim. Wal-Walidaini is Mansoob. Walamatu nasbi. Ya, because Muthanna wal aqrabina. Alamatu nasbihi ya, because it is Jammu dhakr salm. Wa Ibrahima is clear, mansoob. Wa akhahu is mansoob. Wa alamatu nasbihi alif, because asma al khamsa. In my book it has wa sadiqiya. Is that correct or a mistake? It's a khata. Because Sadiqi is مضاف إلى ya al-mutakallam. And in the words that are مضاف إلى ya al-mutakallam, the إعراب is always تقديري. So it shouldn't be Sadiqiya. It should be وصديقي. And in that case we say that it is منسوب ولامته نصبه فتى مقدرة. It's not visible. والمهامية. Here the fatta should be here. Fatta zahira. Because the manqus is an ism manqus. An ism manqus, its sign when it is mansub is zahira. Al murtada, al mustafa, it's i'rab, it is mansub, wa lamatu nasbihi. Fatta muqaddara. Naam. Okay, so why is it fatta muqaddara? Ism maqsoor. Maqsoor. And it ends with alif. Okay, المجرور المجرور اتصلت بالأبناء. It's a مجرور because of باء, right? مجرور كسر, it's a primary sign. والبناتي is also a primary sign. والوالدين, the sign that it's مجرور is yeah, because it is what kind of word? مثنى. والأقربين, yeah. Jammu Dhakr Salam wa Ibrahima. Now we say that it's majroor, and the sign of it being majroor is fatha, yani niyabatan an kasra, yani it's fatha because what? Because this particular noun is mamnu min sarf. Words are mamnu min sarf when they're majroor, they do not take kasra, rather they take fatha in place of kasra. وأخيه علامة جره يا, because it's from اسماء الخمسة. والصديقي كسر مقدرة, كسر مقدرة because مضاف إلى يا المتكلم. والمهامي كسر مقدرة also because اسم منكوس. أن المرتضى المصطفى يعني كسر مقدرة. All of the يعني مضاف إلى يا المتكلم, يا المتكلم أن منكوس أن مكسور. When they are مجرور, all of them are مقدرة. Alright, any question about this يعني العلامات أصلية فرعية ظاهرة مقدرة. Any question about this? This is what we covered in the last class, but we just didn't look at these charts, so we wanted to take a quick look at them. Any question about them? نعم. مضاف إلى يا المتكلم never changes.
So what about in Surah
Allah تعالى says, وأخي هارون هو أفصح مني لسانا فأرسله معي غدا. معي إذن معي, فأرسله معي. نعم. But the إعراب of this word, the إعراب is not on the دمية. The I'rab is not on the dhamiya. That fatha is not because of the I'rab. Yani the I'rab should come on the word itself, not on the something that is connected to it, an idafa. And if you say baytuka, the I'rab is not fatha on the ka. The I'rab is on the end of the word itself. So the ya is not from the I'rab. It's not because of the I'rab of the word. But Allahu A'lam, what is the reason for that? I'm not really sure about that. But the I'rab, yani, should be on the word itself, not on yani something that is connected to it, a pronoun that's connected to it. Yani the pronouns are all mabniun. So it's not because of the I'rab of the word in the sentence. It's for some other reason. Allahu A'lam. But that is a good question though. That is a good question. But and, you know, there are books with I'rab of the Quran, the whole Quran. So you have to look in those books. Some of those things are a little bit, and there are some words in the Quran that are not any the way that you would expect them to come. There are some words in the Quran. So we have to look at the, you know, detail specifically of that. I'm not really sure on what is the exact reason of that. But it's not because of the I'rab. It's for some, I mean, it's not because that is not a sign of the I'rab on the pronoun. That's not the sign of I'rab. Now, the changes in pronouns, if there's a change in a pronoun, it's not because of I'rab. In the same way, for example, that you say, yani, akhi fi, or ila akhihi. Yani the kasra in the dhamir, he, is not because of I'rab. Because dhamirs are mabniyun, they don't change. But the kasra originally is who. Yani akhihi, ila akhihi. The pronoun is who. But they put a kasra on it because in Arabic, whenever the pronoun who and whom is preceded by kasra or ya with sukoon, it changed from who to he, from whom to him. Okay, that's why you say alayhim as-salam, yani al-anbiya alayhim as-salam. It's ala, right? That whenever there's a pronoun connected to ala or ila or these prepositions, then the alif maksura becomes ya. And whenever the pronoun who or hum is preceded by kasra or ya with sukoon, then it's the sound is pronounced in sound with kasra. So it becomes alayhi or alayhim. Well, originally it's who, but that kasra on the he is not a sign of I'rab. Because pronouns do not show signs of I'rab. Pronouns are mabniyun. So here, this ya al-mutakallim, this is a pronoun. That's not a sign of I'rab on it. But Allahu A'lam, what is its cause? I really don't know. But, you know, we can look in the I'rab of the Quran and see what they have said about it. Anyway, alhamdulillah, it is a good question. But, you know, the rule stands, yani, that pronouns are mabniyun. And the change from ka to ki or who to he is not because of I'rab. It's not because of I'rab. That's for some other reasons in the Arabic language that these change like this. Okay, the exercises on page 13 and 14. The exercises on page 13 and 14 we did last week. I don't know, for homework, when you went over them, did you find any problems? Did anybody have any problems with those? Anyone that went back and looked at them, the exercise. We don't want to do them again, but I mean, if there's something that is a problem, we can look at it. Otherwise, you can bring it next time, inshallah. If you didn't already yani, identify something, you can bring it next time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, so from now, we want to complete what's remaining in this lesson. So where we left off at in the English key is on page 8, I think. Okay, after the exercises in the English key on page 8, on the bottom of the page, we have when a noun is marfoon in the nominative case. Okay, we're going to look at what they mention here, and then we'll look at the Arabic, and then we'll try to do the exercises. Inshallah. Okay, so the first topic here on page 8 of the English key is when is a noun marfoon in the nominative case. Okay, so it mentions here 6 different examples or 6 different cases of when a noun is marfu'un. Without looking at the book, yani from what we have studied previously in book 1 and 2, what we know from book 1 and 2 certainly A noun is marfu'un, number one, in what case? If it is mubtada. Number two, if it is qabr. And number three is fa'l. That's what we learned previously, right? Did we learn any other cases of a noun being marfu'un? Three at least. Okay, so they mentioned six here. So what are the others that are here? Anybody remember any of them from somewhere else? Huh? Oh, okay. Ism kana. Ism kana. Naam. Did we have that before? And book two, huh? Okay, so we did have that. Okay, so we had ism kana and what? Inna. And khabru inna we had. Okay, because we had inna. So ism inna is mansub and khabru inna is marfu'un. And the opposite in kana. Yani ism kana is marfu'un, khabru kana is mansubun. So that's five. So what remains? Huh? You don't want to look at the book? Okay, look at the book. Let's look at it. Okay, so... Huh? No, it comes under... No, it comes under kana. That comes under kana. But, yani, inna wa akhawatuha and kana wa akhawatuha, they all have the same ruling. But the one that we definitely didn't take before is the last one, that is the naib al-fa'il. Okay, so it says here, in these six examples, it says, a noun is marfu'un when it is, one and two, mubtada or khabar. For example, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Alright, so, we have a mubtada and we have a khabar, and both of them are marfu'un. The second example that we have here, or the third case, is ism kana. Kana al-babu maftuhan. Okay, so the ism of kana is marfu'un. Yani the original sentence, the mubtada and khabar, both are marfu'un, but when you use kana, the ism kana remains marfu'un, and the khabar of kana becomes mansubun. Kana al-babu maftuhan. And the fourth one is khabaru inna, inna allaha ghafurun. For example, inna allaha ghafurun, yani the ism inna is mansub and the khabaru inna is marfu'un. Surely Allah is forgiven. And then the fa'il, khalaqanallahu, yani khalaqanallahu, in this sentence here, right? You said Allah is what? Is the fa'il, naam. And where is the maf'ulun bi? Nahnu, naam. Khalaqana. So in this case, we see that there are cases in which the fa'il is not followed by the fa'il, but rather followed by the maf'ulun bi, and then the fa'il comes after. This is not uncommon. Khalaqana Allahu. Yani we see the fa'il is marfu'un. And the last case, naib al-fa'il, we haven't had. And it says on the bottom of the page a note. It says, number one, naib al-fa'il is the subject of a verb in the passive voice. In the passive voice. Yani, when we have a verb in the passive form, yani, what would have been in the original sentence, the maf'ulun bi, when we have the passive form of the verb, mabniun lil majhul, then what was originally the maf'ulun bi becomes the naib al-fa'il. So for example, if you had a sentence like shariba al-waladu al-haliba. Shariba al-waladu al-haliba. If you change this sentence to the passive form, shuriba, take out the fa'il, so the maf'ulun bi becomes the naib al-fa'il. And the maf'ulun bi, yani is mansub, but in the passive verb form, yani the maf'ulun bi takes the place of the fa'il and it becomes marfu'un. So you say shuriba al-halibu. Before it was the maf'ulun bi, shariba al-waladu al-haliba. But here it becomes shuriba al-halibu. So this is an example of naib al-fa'il. Inshallah, we'll take this in the early lessons of this book, inshallah. The naib al-fa'il. Naib is that one who takes the place of something else, yani. Naam. Naib al-imam means the assistant imam, the one who takes the place of the imam when the imam is absent. Right? Naib. One who takes the place of someone else. So in other words, the maf'ulun bi, when you change the form of the verb from the active form to the passive form, the maf'ulun bi takes, the fa'il is removed. So the maf'ulun bi comes into its place. So it becomes marfu'un. Anyway, we're going to deal with this, but yani, just as a general point, okay? So these are the cases, six cases, when a noun is marfu'un. What is a noun mansub in the accusative case? Well, there are quite a few cases. I think they mention 11. Right? 11. Alright, so we'll look through this quickly. A noun, some of them we know and some of them we probably haven't seen. We'll see them in this book later on, inshallah. A noun is mansub when it is ismu inna. The ism inna. For example, inna allaha ghafurun. Yani surely Allah is forgiving. So here, lafz al-jalala, it is the ism of inna, and therefore it is mansub. Second case, khabaru kana. Yani inna and kana is opposite in terms of yani the jumla ismiya, what it does to it. So we say kana at-ta'amu. The ism kana is yani marfoon, but the khabar of kana is mansub. Kana at-ta'amu ladhidhan. The food was delicious. The maf'ulun bi, for example, fahimtu ad-darsa, we know this extremely well. Yani darsa is the maf'ulun bi mansub. I've understood the lesson. The maf'ulun fihi, we said, there are two types of maf'ulun fihi. They are what? Zarf al-zaman and zarf al-makan. So they gave us two examples of maf'ulun fihi here. The first one, safara abi laylan. Safara abi laylan. This is an example of what type of maf'ulun fihi? Zarf al-zaman. Yani, my father traveled by night. It's telling us, yani, the time in which the action took place, as opposed of the place, the location where it took place. So in the second example, jalasa al-mudarrisu inda al-mudir. The teacher sat at the headmaster, yani at the headmaster's office. So here, inda is telling us the place, yani, where the action took place. Where did it take place? Inda al-mudir. So this is maf'ulun fihi dharf al-makan. And both, we have seen this before, huh? Did I say inda al-mudira?
No, you didn't.
Oh, inda al-mudiri. Yani the word that comes after inda, it should be mudafun ilayhi majroor.
Where is the maf'ul? Inda?
Yeah, inda. Inda is the maf'ulun fihi. Inda. Naam. Inda is the maf'ulun fihi. Because it's the dharf, yani that indicates the place where the action was taking place. He was sitting where? With the in the mudir, at the headmaster's office. Now, yeah, it's yani, usually, generally speaking, the maf'ulun fi, dharf al-zaman and makan is going to be mansub, but there are some of them that are mabniyun. But generally speaking, it's going to be mansub. Okay, we say that maf'ulun fi is mansub. This one, number five, we didn't have before, maf'ulun lahu, or maf'ulun li'ajlihi. Maf'ulun li'ajlihi, lahu. And this one, yani it says number three in the footnote, maf'ulun lahu, or maf'ulun li'ajlihi, is a noun that gives the reason for doing a thing. Let's look at this sentence. It says, ma kharajtu min al-bayti khawfan min al-harri. I did not leave the house. For what reason? Out of fear of the heat. For fear of the heat. So why is it that he didn't go out? The reason for it, khawfan min al-harri. That's the reason. So this is the meaning of maf'ulun lahu or li'ajlihi. Yani for this reason, he didn't go out of the house. And inshallah we will see this in the coming lessons. And then number six, maf'ulun ma'ahu. And here there's also a note. It says maf'ulun ma'ahu is a noun coming after the wow, which means along with. Yani the particle wow that means along with. Okay, this is different from the wow that is a conjunction. Yani waw al-ataf, or the waw that is for making the oath, waw al-qasam. This is waw that indicates, yani, somebody doing something along with something or someone else. So the sentence they gave us is sirtu wal jabala, means I walked along the mountain. Or dhahabtu wa khalidan ila suqi, I went to the market along with Khalid. Along with Khalid. So the meaning of this is, yani this wow here indicates, yani doing something along with someone or something. Yani the action taking place along with someone or something. And the seventh one, maf'ulun mutlaq. Yani all of these that are remaining are coming up in this book later on. We haven't taken these before. Maf'ulun mutlaq is yani a full subject in itself. It says number 5, maf'ul mutlaq. Al maf'ul mutlaq is the masdar of the verb occurring in the sentence. Yani there's a verb in the sentence, and then it is yani emphasized, clarified, specified by masdar, a noun that comes from usually the same root as the verb itself. It's going to come after, and that masdar is called maf'ulun mutlaq. Maf'ulun mutlaq. And this is a full chapter, inshallah, that we'll spend some time with later on. The example they gave us, udhkuru allaha dhikran kathira. So we see the verb is udhkuru, right? And from that same verb is the masdar dhikr. And here it is, maf'ulun mutlaq, so it's mansub, udhkuru allaha dhikran kathira. Naam, and kathira in this sentence is what? A not describing what kind of dhikra. Yani dhikra kathira, remember Allah much. And the 7th also will be coming up early in the beginning of this book. Hal, number 6, it says, al-hal is adverb of manner. Manner. Yani the adverb, like we saw before, maf'ulun fihi, yani indicates, yani it's a dharf that indicates the action took place in a certain time or in a certain place. So this tells us the manner, the way in which, yani something about the manner of that action. So it says the example, jaddi yusalli qa'idan. My grandfather prays sitting. Yani tells us the manner in which he prays. He prays qa'idan. And again, I said this one will come up early in the book. After this, we have number 9, tamyiz, which we have seen something of it previously. They say tamyiz is a noun that specifies the meaning of a vague word. Yani a word that's not really clear. Huh? You say, huwa akbar minni. Yani akbar minni in what way? Alright, so the example they gave us here, ana ahsanu minka khattan. I am better than you in handwriting. So without the tamyiz, the word that clarifies something that's vague, that's not clear, then we don't know. The person is saying, I am better than you in what? In swimming? In, I don't know what other actions to use here. I want to make sure I don't use the wrong words. Ana ahsan minka. In what? In handwriting. Khattan. So this tamyiz explains, yani in what way, clarifies that the person is better than someone else in what. And number 10 is mustathna. And it says here, mustathna is the noun that comes after illa, meaning except. And there are other uses of it also, but this is like a general idea. This will come, inshallah, in detail with all of its rules and regulations, or at least most of them, later in the book. And the example they gave us is hadra tulab kulluhum illa hamidan. So meaning that all of the students attended. Now we want to, istithna means an exception to something. So we're saying all of the students came except Hamid. Alright, so this is mustathna, and in this particular situation it is mansub. And the last one is munada, and here we mean like the example, well, munada, they say what? You have learned this in book 2, that's right. Ya Abdullahi, O Abdullah, yani the munada here is what? Abd. Abd. And we say that the munada is mansub when it is in idafa, when it is mudaf, when it is mudaf. If it's not in idafa, then it won't be mansub, and it will be marfu'un. So these are 11 cases in which a noun is mansub. Few of them we've seen already before, we know them well, and some of them we haven't seen, they'll be coming in this book. So this is like a summary of things related to the noun that is mansub, which we already studied or which we're going to study in this book, Bi'idhni Llahi Ta'ala. Any quick question about the mansubat? No. Which wow? Yani wal jabal? Yeah, this wow is the maf'ulun ma'hu. Maf'ulun ma'hu. This is a wow specifically that's used for this meaning. It's a wow that's used for this meaning. Alright? Now, ma'hu. Any other question about the mansubat? Again, some of these we haven't taken yet, so inshallah we'll see them as we go along. Okay, briefly, what is a noun majroor in the genitive case? A noun is majroor when it is one mudhafun ilayhi. For example, al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. Naam, the Qur'an is the book of Allah. This we are well familiar with. I don't think there's any question about it. And number two, a noun is majroor when it is preceded by a preposition. Harf jar. For example, at-tullabu fil fasli. The students are in the class. And these we have taken long time ago in book one. So perhaps we have not forgotten them. Right? I said perhaps we have not forgotten them. Not perhaps we have forgotten them. That's not possible. It's not possible. Alright, so, okay, that is, you know, the biggest part of it. And after that, there are a couple of more points that we want to make related to nouns which are dependent in their declension. Yani tawabi'. And there are four types of nouns. There are four grammatical elements which have no independent declension of their own. Meaning they are not automatically mansub or majroor or something. Yani it's up in the air. Okay, they are dependent on something else to determine if they're going to be marfoon or mansub or majroor. Alright, they don't have any independent declension of their own. They are dependent on other nouns for their declension. Okay, so the determining factor of whether or not it's going to be marfoon or mansub is something else. So there are four types of noun like this. These are the not, and at-tawqid, and what? Al-ma'atuf and al-badal. Al-ma'atuf and al-badal. And we have seen most of this, if not all of it, before, in some example or in some case or other. The first of them is the not is an adjective. It follows its man'ut in its declension. Yani the not follows the man'ut in the order of the sentence, and it follows it in four matters, and one of them is its i'rab. The not also follows the man'ut in what else? In jins or gender, indefinite or indefiniteness, and in? Huh? An adad, naam. So here we're talking about what? It follows it in its i'rab. So it follows the man'ut in its declension. The man'ut is the noun which the adjective qualifies or describes. For example, ahadara at-talibu al-jadidu. Did the new student attend? Here the not is al-jadid. And it is marfoon because the man'ut is marfoon. Because at-talibu is the fa'il of the sentence, so it's marfoon. So it has to be agree with it in four matters, and one of them is in the case ending. The second sentence, they show a change from being marfoon to mansub. يَطْلُبُ الْمُدِيرُ الطَّالِبَ. Here, طَالِبَ is what? مَفُولٌ بِي مَنْسُوب. So the not describing it has to also be مَنْسُوب. الطَّالِبَ الْجَدِيدَ. وَهَذَا دَفْتَرُ الطَّالِبِي الْجَدِيدِ. Here, طَالِبِي is what? مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُور. So الْجَدِيد has to follow it in being مَجْرُور. So it has كَسْرَة. In these sentences, the not Al-Jadid follows the man'ut al-talib in the i'rab. Yani whether it's marfoon or mansub or majroor, this depends on the man'ut. Type. The second one is tawqid or ta'qid. That is a noun denoting emphasis. Like kulluhum, all of them, or nafsuhu, himself. For example, yani on the next page, page 11, for example, they said, hadara at-tullabu kulluhum. All the students attended. Yani kulluhum is for emphasis. If you said all the students attended, you want to emphasize every single one of them. So you say kulluhum. So kullu here, it is marfu'un. Why? Because it's tawqid. It's emphasizing at-tullab, the students, all of them, every single one of them. And likewise, another example is qala li hadha. Qala li hadha al-mudiru nafsuhu, the headmaster himself told me this. And here nafsuhu is emphasizing the mudir. Qala li hadha al-mudir. Nafsuhu, he himself told me this. Not somebody with him or his guy he sent, his messenger. No, I heard this directly from the mudir himself. Okay, nafsuhu, that's emphasis. So the word that's used for emphasis, it follows the thing that it is emphasizing. It doesn't have any independent i'rab, but it has to agree with whatever it is emphasizing. The second examples they gave us of being mansub, سَأَلْتُ الطَّالِبَ الطُّلَّابَ كُلَّهُمْ كُلَّهُمْ. الطُّلَّابَ is the مَفْعُولٌ بِهِ, so كُلَّهُمْ has to also be mansub. وَسَأَلْتُ الْمُدِيرَ نَفْسَهُ. الْمُدِيرَ نَفْسَهُ, mansub. Mufatta, And the third example, سَلَّمْتُ عَلَى الطُّلَّابِ كُلِّهِمْ كُلِّهِمْ is majroor because it's emphasizing الطُّلَّاب, which is majroor because of عَلَى. وَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَى الْمُدِيرِ نَفْسِهِ I greeted the headmaster himself. They said here in the footnote, number 1, key to book 2, lesson 18, 3, the tawkeed is written as ta'keed. Both terms are in use. Alright, so tawkeed or ta'keed, both of them mean the same. Here the tawkeed, kulla or nafs, follows the mu'akkad. Yani the thing that is being emphasized, al-tullab and al-mudir. The mu'akkad is the noun which is emphasized. So you have the tawkeed or ta'keed and you have the mu'akkad, yani the thing that is being emphasized. Any question about tawkeed? Yani the word that's used for emphasis here, it has to follow the word, the mu'akkad that it is emphasizing in I'rab. Marfu'un or mansubun or majroor. Okay, the third one is ma'atuf. Al-ma'atuf is a noun joined to another by conjunction like wow, which means end. For example, kharaja hamidun wa sadiquhu. Hamid and his friend went out. So what the sadiquhu, sadiq here, is connected to Hamid by the conjunction wow. So a word that is connected to another word by the conjunction wow, we say it is ma'atuf and it takes the same ruling as whatever word it is connected to. So hamidun here is the fa'il, marfu'un alamatu, rafihi dhamma. So likewise the word that is ma'atuf, alayhi, has to also be marfu'un. Talaba al-mudiru hamidan wa sadiqahu, with fatta, sadiqahu. The headmaster wanted Hamid and his friend, and here we say Hamidan is the maf'ul bi mansub. So likewise, the word that's ma'atuf, connected to it by waw al-atf, it also has to be mansub with fatta. And the third example, ayna kutubu Hamidin wa sadiqihi. Sadiqihi with kasra, sadiqi, because it is majroor, because it's ma'atuf on Hamidin, which is what? Hamidin, kutubu Hamidin, mudafun ilayhi majroor. Where are the books of Hamid and his friend? Any question about the ma'atuf? That's something that we had previously, so I think it's relatively clear. Relatively clear, right? Okay, the last one is bedel. And we had something related to bedel, but we didn't cover it in complete detail. So the last one of these four items is bedel. And it says here, see lesson 21 for bedel. Alright, so we're not going to look at lesson 21 right now, but we're just going to look at what's here. The bedel is a noun in apposition. Yani it's taking the place of another noun. Taking its place. Meaning, it can substitute for it. Meaning, that if you take either one of those words out of the sentence, the meaning is still going to be complete. You can take either one out, and the meaning is still going to be complete. And the meaning is pretty much the same, except with the bedel, it gives it a more complete meaning. Yani, but the meaning is the same. It doesn't really change the meaning of what's being said. Alright, so for example we have أَنَجَحَ أَخُوكَ حَاشِمٌ Has your brother Hashim passed? So if we said أَنَجَحَ أَخُوكَ Did your brother pass? The meaning is there, right? If you said أَنَجَحَ حَاشِمٌ The meaning is there, still the same meaning. Alright, so this is what we mean by بَدَل. It's a word that can take the place of another word. It can sit in its place. You can use either one of them by itself or you can use them together. The second example they gave, أَنَّجَحَ هَذَا الطَّالِبُ هَذَا الطَّالِبُ Has this student passed? In this sentence, هَذَا is what in this sentence? أَنَّجَحَ هَذَا الطَّالِبُ Is the fa'il. نعم, مَبْنِيٌ فِي مَحَلِّ رَفْ And الطَّالِبُ is the بَدَل for it. The طَالِبُ is the بَدَل for it. Whenever you see اسم إشارة followed by a noun with أَلِفْ لَام then it is بَدَل. It's taken the place of it, and likewise you can exchange them. أَنَّجَحَ هَذَا has this one, and he passed, or أَنَّجَحَ الطَّالِبُ has the student passed, yani that particular student. Which one? The same one, أَنَّجَحَ هَذَا? Yeah, أَنَّجَحَ هَذَا الطَّالِبُ, we said that, نَجَحَ is the fi'il, right? And هَذَا is the fa'il. And the fa'il is the ism ishara, and the ism ishara, except the duals, are mabniyun. So we say that hadha is the fa'il, it's mabniyun, but it's in the place where it should be marfu'un, because it's the fa'il. So we say it's mabniyun fi mahalli raf. Fi mahalli raf. in the place where it should be marfu'un. So the badal that can take its place has to follow it, because badal follows the thing that is take, it can take the place of. The second line of examples they gave us, أَعْرِفُ أَخَاكَ هَاشِمًا. أَعْرِفُ أَخَاكَ. I know your brother Hashim. And here in this sentence, أَخَا is مَفُولٌ بِي مَنْسُوبُ وَلَامَةُ نَصْبِهِ أَلَفْ, because it is from أسماء الخمسه. So Hashim, as the bedal for it, also has to be mansub, just like it. And likewise, we have the same thing with the other bedal. أَعْرِفُ هَذَا الطَّالِبَ. I know this student. Okay, أَعْرِفُ هَذَا. هَذَا is the مَفُولٌ بِي, but it is مَبْنِيٌ, so we say it is مَبْنِيٌ فِي مَهَلِّ نَصْب. And the bedal for it has to be mansub. The last line says, أَيْنَ غُرْفَةُ أَخِيكَ هَاشِمٍ. هَاشِمٍ, where's your brother Hashim's room? Where's the room of your brother Hashim? Okay, so in this case, أَخِيكَ, أَخِي here in this sentence is what? مُضَوْفٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوعٌ أَلَامَةُ جَرِّهِ يَا, because it is من الأسماء الخمسة. So since it's مَجْرُوعٌ Hashim also, the بدل for it has to be مَجْرُوعٌ. Likewise, the same thing, أَيْنَ غُرْفَةُ هَذَا الطَّالِبُ. يعني غرفة هذا is an إضافة construction, هذا مضاف إليه مبني يعني في محل جر. So الطالب also has to be مجرور. Any question about these بدل? Any question about بدل or any of the other ones, the four types of nouns that don't have any independent إعراب of their own, but they're dependent on something else? Anyway, most of this we had before, and some of it يعني we will see in the future, but يعني for the most part we're familiar with it. So, yani for the sake of the old people, the kibar, for the sake of the kibar, try to go a little slower. Nobody reminded me though. Now. Now, now. Now, you're excused, inshallah. But you're not excused from the homework, right? So the homework is to please read from the Arabic text of the book, the same topic that we just went over. Read that topic on page 15 of the Arabic text, and 16 and 17. And I don't know if we're going to reach the verbs, but it would be good to read the verbs also that came, yani what came on page 17 and what follows. But at least on 15, 16 and 17, we're going to read that now, inshallah. Please read that carefully. Yani it's what we just covered, so it should be simple. And try to go to the end of chapter 1 if possible. Try to go to the end of chapter 1, even if we don't finish it today. Try to go to the end of chapter 1 and look at the exercises at the end of the Arabic section of chapter 1. Tafaddal, ya akhi. Tafaddal. Tafaddal.
How much longer are you going to have this?
Yeah, we go from Asr until Maghrib. We go from Asr until Maghrib. Yeah. Whoever was here since 12 o'clock is probably tired by now. It's a bit much. But, I have patience. Believe me. I'll be patient with you. You just be patient with me. Jazakumullah khair, ya akhwan. Okay, we're going to continue, right? The brothers who are able to stay, inshallah, we're going to continue. We're going to read the Arabic section. But again, we ask the brothers who have to leave, please read the Arabic section. Very important. Go over it, review it. If you have any questions, you know, ask whoever you can ask. Ask us or someone else. Ismail has a good source, mashallah. He has no excuse to come back asking questions next week. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah feekum. Muhammad Sharif, right? Shafi. Okay, I almost got it. Half. When you get past 60 and 70, you got an excuse. All right. Okay, we're on page 15, Arabic text of the book. We're going to look at the same topics that we looked at, the marfu'at and mansubat and majrurat of the nouns, and yani the tawabiyah. We're going to look at them quickly. In Arabic, since we just covered them in Arabic, it's a little bit briefer and a little bit quicker. We can cover it. So we'll probably look at the part B of this lesson, and that is the verbs, fi af'al. Okay, المرفوعات من الأسماء. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. المرفوعات من الأسماء. يعني those nouns which are مرفوعٌ. We said number one and number two. المبتدع and الخبر. المبتدع والخبر. And the example that they gave, as we read previously in the English key, الله أكبر. الله أكبر. The love, the الجلالة is the مبتدع, and أكبر is the خبر. And both of them are مرفوعٌ. علامة رفعه ضم ظاهرة. The third thing is اسم كان. Like in كان الباب مفتوحا. الباب is اسم كان it's مرفوع وعلامة رفعه ضم ظاهرة. And the fourth one is خبر إن الله غفور. The خبر of إن here is غفور. Yeah, these pages are different in different books. He said it's page 10.
This one?
Yeah. Okay, so the fourth one is خَبَرُ إِنَّ. يعني اسم كان and خَبَرُ إِنَّ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ. غَفُورٌ is the خَبَر of إِنَّ مَرْفُوعٌ وَلَامَتُ رَفْعِ ضَمَّ ظَاهِرَةٌ. The fifth one is الفاعل. خَلَقَنَا اللَّهُ. The لفظ الجلالة الله is the fa'il marfu'un wa lamatu rafi dhamma zahira. And the sixth one is na'ib al-fa'il khuliqa al-insanu min teenin. Khuliqa al-insanu min teen. In this sentence, al-insan is the na'ib fa'il, yani it's taking the place of the fa'il. Originally it was the maf'ulun bi in the original sentence, khalaqa Allahu al-insana min teen, but here we change the form of the verb from the active to the passive form, مَبْنِيٌ لِي مَجْهُولٌ. نعم.
خُلِقَ is what number of verb?
خُلِقَ is really the passive form of the verb. يعني we say that, we're going to take it in the coming chapters, مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولٌ. That is the verb when the fa'il doing the action is not mentioned. Then we say مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولٌ. The fa'il is مَجْهُولٌ, is not known. We're not mentioning the fa'il. In that case, you change the form of the verb from khalaqa to khuliqa. Khuliqa. So now we're saying the human being was created, as opposed to saying Allah created the human being. So we know who did the creation, Allah. But if you change the form, you're not mentioning the one who did the action, you're just mentioning the one that the action happened to. Khuliqa al-insanu. So in this case, we're going to come to this, inshallah, in the early chapters. Okay, مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَجْهُولِ. That means the verb is, يعني, it's structured in such a way that we don't mention the fa'il. But what would have been the maf'ulun bi in the original sentence if the fa'il was mentioned is going to now be taking the place of the fa'il. When you don't mention it, the maf'ulun bi now comes in its place, and since it comes in the place of the fa'il, it's the na'ib of the fa'il, and its case changed from mansub to marfu'un. Okay, we'll get some examples, inshallah. When we come to this chapter, you'll see a lot of examples. In any case, this is just yani a mention, because we're mentioning all the things that make a noun marfu'un. And that's the last of them. And then we have the mansubat min al-asma, yani the nouns, the types of nouns that are mansub. We have ism inna, inna allaha, ghafurun, khabaru kana, kana ta'amu, لذيذاً. خبر كان المفعول به يعني فهمت الدرس. المفعول فيه سافر أبي ليلاً. يعني مفعول فيه هي ظرف الزمان. When did the action of traveling take place? By night. جلس المدرس عند المدير. When did the action of sitting, where did the action of sitting take place? عند, in the presence of the mudir, in his office. Number five, al-maf'ulu li-ajlihi, or as they mentioned in the English key, al-maf'ulu lahu, yani al-maf'ulu li-ajlihi, yani which is the reason, explaining the reason for the person's action, ma kharajtu min al-bayt. But why? What's the reason why I didn't go out? Khawfan, out of fear, min al-har, of the extreme heat. Okay, maf'ulun li'ajli, we're going to come to that. Al-maf'ulun ma'ahu, yani the waw that indicates the meaning of doing something with or along with someone. Safartu wa bilalan, I traveled along with Bilal. Or sirtu wal jabala, I went alongside, I traveled alongside the mountain. Yani the mountain was with me, alongside me. And then we have 7, al-maf'ulu al-mutlaqu, yani the absolute maf'ul. Yaqra'u hamidun qira'atan jayyidatan. Yani here in this sentence, yaqra'u hamidun, he is reading. What kind of reading? Qira'atan jayyidan. So qira'atan emphasizes his reading. Yani yaqra'u hamidun qira'atan. That gives emphasis to the meaning. And then the not jayidan gives further definition to what type of reading it was. We're going to come to this. Number 8, al-halu jaddi yusalli qa'idan. We saw this in the English key. Yani hal tells you the hal, the condition. The condition of the person at the time they were doing that action. Yani my grandfather, he prays in what condition, in what type of condition? In the condition of sitting, qa'idan. And a tamyiz, which distinguishes and clarifies something that is vague or not clear. Ana akbaru minka, in what way I'm bigger than you, greater than you, whatever. In age, older than you, sinnan. Al-mustathna, yani an exception. Mustathna, hadara at-tullabu kulluhum. The students, all of them, attended, were present. We make an exception, except hamidan. This is the mustathna. طيب, and then we have al-munada when it is in mudaf, yani munada al-mudaf, ya abdallahi, and yani that's 11. Naam. Okay. Any question about the mansubat? Yani the ones that we already took. That's the ones you definitely should understand. As far as the ones we didn't take, inshallah, we'll take the chapters and then we'll see them when we come to them. Al-majrurat, yani on page 16. Yani nouns when they are majrur, two cases, al-mudaf ilayhi, like al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. Kitabullahi is the idafa construction. So we say it's mudafun ilayhi majrur. And the second way is al-masbuq, that which is preceded, biharfi jarrin. Yani whatever is preceded by a preposition, like at-tullabu fi al-fasli. Yani al-fasl here is preceded by harf jar. So we say it is masbuq, preceded by harf jar. So it is majrur. And those two are relatively, yani are completely clear to us. And then, the last matter is التوابع. Yani those things that follow, that are dependent. Yani they follow something else. التوابع is the plural of تابع. Something that تبع, follows something else. Okay, so its declension, yani its i'rab, its case ending, is dependent on something else that it is following, that it is subject to. Okay, we said that there are 4 of them. So they said here, التوابع, in terms of its definition, التابع هو الاسم المشارك. الاسم المشارك لما قبله في إعرابه مطلقا. So it's a noun that shares, مشاركة, it shares with لما قبله, يعني it shares with that which is before it, that it is connected to in some kind of way, it shares with it in its i'rab, being marfoon or mansoor majroor, mutlaqan, absolutely. Yani it has no escape, it has to share with it. Whatever it is, yani if it's a naat or tawqeed or a word that's connected by waw al-atf, it has to share it. A bedal has to share with the word that came before it, that it's bedal from, or that it is connected to with a conjunction, or that it is confirming as tawqeed, or that it is description of as a not. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعَةِ أَنْوَاءِ, and there are 4 types of these tawabi'. وَإِلَيْكَ الْأَمْثِلَةَ. وَإِلَيْكَ is a ism fi'l. It means خُذ, take the examples, yani that follow. وَإِلَيْكَ الْأَمْثِلَةَ, take the examples. Okay, so for the not, we have examples of it being مرفوع, منسوب, and مجرور. We looked at these already, so we just read them quickly. Al-marfu, أَحَضَرَ الطَّالِبُ الْجَدِيدُ. The not الجديد is following الطالب مرفوعٌ. المنسوب يطلبُ المديرُ الطالبَ مفعولٌ به. الطالبة الجديدة. The not has to agree with it in being منسوب. And المجرور هذا دفترُ الطالبي الجديدِ. الطالبي is مضافٌ إليه مجرور, so جديد has to follow it. As far as the توكيد or تأكيد, they also gave us three examples: al-marfu, mansub, al-majroor. As far as al-marfu, we say hadra, at-tullabu, kulluhum. Kulluhum is marfu, following the thing that it is emphasizing. Qala li hadha al-mudiru. Qala li hadha. He said this to me. Who? Al-mudiru nafsuhu. The mudir himself. Al-mansub, sa'altu at-tullaba. كلهم الطلاب is a مفعول به منسوب, so كلهم has to agree with it. And سألت المدير نفسه. المدير is مفعول به منسوب, so نفسه has to agree with it. فاز المجرور سلمت على الطلاب كلهم. الطلاب is اسم مجرور because of على, and كلهم has to agree with it because it is توكيد emphasizing it. سلمت على المدير نفسه, يعني I give salams to the director or headmaster himself. نفسه has to agree with مديري مجرور. The third type on page 17 is العطف, يعني a word that is معطوف because of واو العطف. So they have three cases: المرفوع منصوب المجرور. The first one مرفوع خرج حامد. حامد is the فاعل مرفوع وواو العطف حامد وصديقه. صديقه, صديقه is معطوف على حامد, and حامد is مرفوع, so صديقه also has to be مرفوع. المنصوب طلب المدير حامدا. حامدا مفعول به منصوب, وصديقه and his friend. صديقه is mansub because it is ma'atuf by waw al-atf on hamidan. Hamidan wa sadiqa. And majroor, ayna kutubu hamidin wa sadiqihi. Here we see that kutubu hamidin, hamidin is mudawfun ilayhi majroor, waw al-atf, sadiqi is ma'atuf on hamidin, so it also has to be majroor. And the last of them is al-badal. نعم معطوف على حامد. نعم يعني it is connected by واو العطف, the conjunction to حامد. It's connected to حامد by a conjunction, so it has to take the same إعراب. البدل, the noun in opposition or يعني taking the place in the place of another one, we can substitute for it. Three cases: مرفوع منصوب المجرور. نجح أخوك. أخوك here is the what? فاعل مرفوع ولامة رفعه واو, because it's from أسماء الخمسة. And هاشم أخوك هاشم. هاشم is the بدل, يعني so it also has to be مرفوع. أنجح هذا الطالب. الطالب is بدل for هذا, and هذا is the فاعل مرفوع, يعني في يعني مبني في محل رفع, so الطالب also has to be مرفوع. المنسوب أعرف أخاك حاشما. أخاك is the مفعول به منسوب, ولامة نصبه ألف because from أسماء الخمسة, so حاشما also has to be منسوب. أعرف هذا الطالب, يعني هذا in this sentence is the مفعول به, and الطالب is بدل, so it also has to be منسوب. المجرور أين غرفة أخيك. غرفة أخيك حاشم. أخيك is مضاف إليه مجرور, so هاشم is a بدل, also has to be مجرور. أين غرفة هذا الطالب, يعني هذا is مضاف إليه مبني في محل جر, so الطالب is بدل, also has to be مجرور. الحمد لله. Okay, so shall we look at what remains in this lesson, the verbs? Okay, let's do this a little bit different today, inshallah. for the sake of time, right? What we're going to do is, we're going to read the Arabic first. Huh? For the sake of time, we're going to read the Arabic first. And then we'll go to the English next week, if we don't have time this week. Because the Arabic is shorter, and we can definitely finish it, as opposed to trying to race through the English. Let's read the Arabic, okay? On page 17, in this book anyway, it says part B of chapter 1, Fi al-af'al. Yani matters related to verbs. Okay? Verbs. They're talking about the halat. Yani the يعني فعل مضاري when it is مرفوعٌ or منصوبٌ or مجزوم, right? The halat. This is what we're talking about. So the first thing we're saying here is المعرب والمبني من الأفعال. يعني verbs, which verbs are معرب and which ones are مبنيٌ. Which ones are معرب? The معرب and the مبني from verbs. الفعل الماضي والفعل الأمر مبنيان. The past tense verb and the command form, imperative form of the verb, are both مبني. مبنيان. They're both مبنيون. For example, فتح, a past tense verb is مبنيون على فتح. And افتح, a command form, is مبنيون على سكون. So we say that the past tense verbs and the command form command form? Yeah. Fil amr, naam. That they are both mabniyun. So as far as verbs are mostly mabniyun. Past tense and command forms are mabniyun. Wal fi'lu al mudari'u mu'arabun. But the فعل مضاري, present tense verb, is معرب. إلا إذا اتصلت به نون النسوة فيكون مبنيا. Except, يعني the مضاري verbs are معرب. They change their, يعني حالات, cases. Except when it is comes in contact with نون النسوة. يعني the نون النسوة, we mean the second person and third person feminine plurals. So those mudari verbs, we said, when we studied mudari verbs, we said those two are mabniyun. There's a note here, number two, it says, وَكَذَلِكَ. Not only the mudari verb when it's in touch with the noon and niswa, but likewise, يُبْنَى الْمُضَارِ, it is also mabniyun, the mudari verb is also mabniyun, إِذَا بَاشَرَتْهُ نُونَ التَّوْكِيدِ. Yani if the noon of tawkeed comes in contact with the mudari verb, it also makes it mabniun, like la ashrabanna. Yani originally it should be what? Ashrabu. But when it came in contact with noon, yani the noon for tawkeed, emphasizing la ashrabanna, I would definitely drink. So now it became mabniun, la nashrabanna, la tashrabanna, la yashrabanna. Yani when the mudari verb came in contact with the noon at tawkeed, the same thing happens as when it comes in contact with noon and niswa, becomes mabniun. But generally speaking, the mudari verb is mu'arab, and the madi and fi'l amra are mabniun. Okay, so let's look at the fi'l mudari is mu'arab, except illa idha tasalat bihi noon and niswa fayakunu mabniun nahu. Page 18. Here's the examples they gave us for the fi'l mudari. You looking for the page? Okay, the fi'l mudari. Afhamu hadha darsa. The fi'l mudari afhamu is marfu'un here, right? Uridu an afhama hadha darsa. Here, the fi'l mudari afhama, wa alaykum salam, is mansoob by an. An afhama. So we see it's changing from afhamu to afhama, and if in the third sentence we see lam afham majzoom hadha darsa, I did not understand this lesson. So we see that the fi'l mudari changed its hal from marfu'un to mansubun to majzoomun. So this, for this reason we say the fi'l mudari is mu'rab, because it changes to different cases. Unlike the past tense or command form, they don't change for different cases. Okay, now, after this, we want to look quickly at alamat al-i'rab. Alamat al-i'rab. What are the signs of i'rab? Al-asliya wal-fara'iyya in the fi'l mudari. Alamat al-i'rab fi'l mudari thalatha. Wahiya al-dhamma wahiya alamat al-raf. Like in yadrusu Muhammadun, mathalan, al-arabiyya. That's not there, but I'm just saying. Yani we see that the sign of it being marfoon is dhamma, yadrusu. Fatha, al-fathatu, wahiya alamat al-nasb. Like uridu and adrusa. Uridu and adrusa. Here adrusa is mansub with fatha. Or sukoon, wahiya alamat al-jazm. Lam adrus. Lam adrus. Yani, so we see that the fi'l mudari has three signs. Yani, for its i'rab primary signs. Al-dhamma, al-fatha, and sukoon. But not every fi'l mudari, its sign of i'rab is dhamma, al-fatha, and sukoon. They're also secondary signs. So we'll look at the secondary signs, the alamat al-fara'iyya. وهناك علامات أخرى فرعية يعني secondary signs for the فعل المضارع وهي في الأنواع الآتية من الفعل in the following types of the مضارع verb. Okay, so here we see there are two types. Basically there are two types of مضارع verbs where they are secondary signs. The first type is الأفعال الخمسة. By al-af'al al-khamsa, we mean those mudari verbs that have a noon on the end of them. Like yadhhabuna, tadhhabuna, yadhhabani, tadhhabani, and tadhhabina, anti tadhhabina. These five forms of the mudari verb, two duals, two plurals, and the feminine second person singular. These are al-af'al al-khamsa. Alamatu raf'a fiha thubut an-noon, walamatu nasb, wal-jazm hadf an-noon. We learned this in book two. That these af'al al-khamsa, they have a noon at the end. If that noon is present, thubut al-noon means that it's marfoon. But if it's mansub or majzoom, the noon is removed, deleted. Okay, hadf al-noon is the sign that it is mansub or majzoom. So these are secondary signs for the mudari verb, right? And these secondary signs are only in two situations, al-af'al al-khamsa, and also in the fi'l naqis. Fi'l naqis alamatu al-jazm fihi hadf akhirihi. Yani, the fi'l naqis means the mu'tal al-lam. Al-lam, the mu'tal, the verb that has a weak letter on the last letter of it. Mu'tal al-lam, the fi'l naqis. The sign of it being majzoom is the hadf akhirihi. The hadf of the harf illa, the weak letter is deleted when it's majzoom. So for example, the verb yamshi, you say lam yamshi, you delete the ya. Yada'u, you say lam yada'u by deleting the waw. And yansa with alif maksura, you say lam yansa. So what we mean, the ya or the waw or the alif, the at the end of these yani fi'l naqis, these fi'l naqis when they're majzoom, the weak letter at the end, whether it's ya, waw, or aleph, is deleted. Okay, so these are the cases in which the fi'l mudari has a secondary sign. Af'al al-khamsa, in the af'al al-khamsa fadl. And also in the fi'l naqis, when it is majzoom. The af'al al-khamsa, in every case, they have secondary signs. If they're marfoon, the noon is there, that's a secondary sign. It's not a dhamma, that's a secondary sign, the noon being present. And when they are majzoom or mansub, the noon is deleted. That's also a secondary sign. That's not a fatha or a sukoon. So that's a secondary sign. Af'al khamsa. And likewise, fi'l naqis, when it is majzoom, the weak letter at the end of it is deleted. So these are the secondary signs in the fi'l mudari. And the other topic is the i'rab al-taqdiri. The fi'l mudari has three cases when its i'rab is taqdiri. Okay, remember the takdiri i'rab that we looked at before is in nouns, right? Yeah. Now we're looking at verbs. Yeah. The takdiri i'rab in verbs, in the fi'l. So we say al-i'rab al-taqdiri, latent endings, they called it. Yani means when it's dormant, it's not visible, it's not seen, it's not zahir. Okay, we don't see the sign of the i'rab, so we say it's taqdiri. So number one, the first and second case, both of them are in the naqis verb. The first and second case is in the naqis verb, and the third case is in the mudaaf. Okay, so there are only three cases when you're going to get i'rab al-taqdiri in the mudari verb. Two of them is in the naqis verb, and the third one is in the mudaaf. Mudaaf verb. So there's only three cases. The first case, alamatul raf fil fi'l naqis. The fi'l naqis, right? Whenever it is marfu'an, its sign is not going to be visible. So when you say, huwa yamshi, you're not going to say, huwa yamshi yu. We don't see the dhamma. Huwa yada'u. You're not going to say, yada'u wu. And huwa yansa kathira. We're not going to say yansa yu. So in every case, the fi'l naqis of each type, whatever type of fi'l naqis it is, whenever it is marfu'un, we're not going to see its sign. We're going to say it's marfu'un, but alamatu rafahi dhamma muqaddara. Okay, the second case is alamatu nasb fil fi'l naqis. Also, this is also in the fi'l naqis. But when it is mansub, المفتو العين, meaning when the second letter of the root of the fi'l naqis, when the second letter has a fatha, if it has a fatha, like in nasiya yansa. Yansa is the mudari from nasiya, right? Yansa, the ayn of it has fatha. So in that case, if it is mansub, we're not going to see the fatha on it. We're not going to say أريد أن أنسى يا. أن أنسى يا. It's mansub, but we're not going to see the fatha on that alif maksura. We're not going to see a fatha on alif maksura. As long as the letter before the alif maksura is fatha, we're not going to see the sign of i'rab. Now it would be different if the letter before it was kasra or dhamma. But if it is fatha, we're not going to see the i'rab in the fi'l naqis. When it is mansub and the ayn of it, the second letter of its root has fatha, the i'rab is going to be taqdiri. So you say len ansa, not len ansa ya. Huh? Len ansa, we say it is mansub because of len, alamatu nasbihi, fatha, muqaddara. And the third case, other than the fi'l naqis, the two cases of fi'l naqis, the third case is alamatu jazm fi fi'l al-mudaaf. Yani the fi'l mudaaf, when it is majzoom, we end up, right, with the first of the doubled letter having a sukoon, and the second also taking a sukoon because it's majzoom. So you have iltiqa sakinain, you have to get rid of that, so we put a fatha on the second one. It should have a sukoon because it's majzoom, but we can't have two sukoons back to back. So they put a fatha on the second one. So we say that it's majzoom walamatu jazbihi jazmihi. We say sukoon muqaddara. It's a sukoon that is not visible because we put a fatha in there to eliminate the iltiqa sakinain. So in this third case, alamatu jazm fil fi'l al mudaf nahwa lam ahujja. Fa alamatu jazmihi sukoon muqaddarun. Sukoon muqaddarun. And this is because lam ahujja originally, yani the verb should be hajja yahujju, right? Ana ahujju. So when you say ahujju, the first jim has sukoon. When it becomes majzoom bi lam, the second jim also has sukoon, and you have iltiqa sakinain, so they put a fatha on it. So instead of yani it being lam ahujj, two jeems back to back with sukoon, they put a fatha on the second one, lama hujja. So these are the three cases of taqdiri i'rab in the fi'l mudari, yani the naqis verb when it's marfu'un, and the naqis verb when it is mansub and the middle letter of it has a fatha. When it's mansub and the middle letter of it has a fatha, then it's going to be taqdiri i'rab, and the mudaaf verb when it's majzoom. That's it. That's all there is to the verbs. That's all there is to the verbs, right? So this is easier than trying to read it in English. Alhamdulillah. We still have a few minutes left. So let's just look at some of the exercises quickly. We'll do them for homework. And somebody remind me, when we come back to class the next time, we're going to start with these exercises. We're going to do those exercises. Or we'll read the English key and do the exercises. Either one. Alright, so let's do some of the exercises, as many as we can. Okay, the first one, it says, number one, أَيِّنْ الْمُعْرَبْ مِنَ الْمَبْنِي فِي مَا يَلِي. يعني identify, point out the verbs that are مُعْرَبْ from those which are مَبْنِيٌ. Okay, I'll read the verb, you tell me, is it مُعْرَبْ or مَبْنِيٌ? دَخَلَ مَبْنِيٌ because it's فِعْلْ مَاضِي. اجلس مَبْنِيٌ because it's فِعْلْ عَمْرَ. يَذْهَبُ مُعْرَبْ. تَفْهَمْنَا مَبْنِيٌ because of what? Because of اتصال بنون النسوة, because it's connected to نون النسوة. يَخْرُجُونَ مُعْرَب. يَخْرُجُونَ مُعْرَب. تَشْرَبِينَ مُعْرَب. مُعْرَب. تَشْرَبِينَ. It's مُعْرَب because it has نون when it is مرفون and the حذف النون when it is mansoob or majzoom, so that shows that it changes. It's مُعْرَب. يَكْتُبْنَا مَبْنِيٌ because of نون النسوة. نعم, that's it. Okay, second question. ما علامة الإعراب الأصلية؟ الأصلية, علامة الإعراب الأصلية في المضارع verb. ضمة.
وهي علامة الرفع.
علامة الرفع and فتحة.
وهي علامة
النصب and سكون. علامة جزم. Question number three. علامة الإعراب الفرعية في الأفعال الخمسة. ثبوت النون when it's مرفوع. حذف النون when it is منسوب or مجزوم. طيب, number four, ما علامة الجزم الفرعية في فعل الناقص. علامة الجزم الفرعية, secondary sign that it is مجزوم in the فعل ناقص. حذف آخري. حذف حرف الإلة. The حرف الإلة, the weak letter, whether it's واو, ياء, or ألف مكسورة, it is deleted when it's مجزوم. That is the فعل ناقص. That's the, he said, علامة جزم الفرعية. يعني the primary sign of جزم is سكون, but they ask for the secondary sign of جزم. Okay, number five, ما علامة الرف في الفعل الناقص. علامة الرف في الفعل الناقص.
تقدير مقدر.
ها؟ علامة الرف سكون. It's taqdiri, but what is the actual sign? يعني if you have a fi'l naqis and it's marfoon, like you say, for example, هو يمشي. It's marfoon. علامة الرفع هي what? سكون في علامة الرفع. It's مقدرة, but what مقدرة? ضمة. ضمة مقدرة. It's marfoon with ضمة, but ضمة مقدرة because it's not visible. We don't see it. All right. So علامة الرفع في فعل الناقص is ضمة مقدرة. And number six, ما علامة النصب في فعل الناقص المفتوح العين. The فعل ناقص that the second letter of it, of the root, has فتح. What is the sign of نصب in it? فتح مقدرة. We're not going to see the فتح. You say لن ينسى. يعني it's منسوب by لن, but the sign of it being منسوب is فتح مقدرة. And the last one, ما علامة الجزم في الفعل المضاعف.
سكون مقدر.
سكون مقدر. نعم, سكون مقدر because of التقاء الساكنين. And this is يعني the end of the Arabic section of the verbs, mashallah. So in the next class, inshallah, we're going to start with يعني the English key on page 12, the moods of the verbs. English key, we're going to read the English key 12 and 13, and that's it. It's very brief. So we're going to go to lesson 2 in the next class, okay? Somebody remind us in the next class, and we're going to start with the finishing of the English key, the moods of the verbs. We're going to read that, and then we've already done the exercises, so we're just going to read that, and then we're going to go to the next lesson, lesson number 2, which deals with waw al-hal and other topics. Lesson number 2 deals with نعم واو الحال the meaning of لعل اسم فعل من الزائدة لدى and the reason for the word the reason for أشياء being ممنوع من الصرف الفعل الماضي الذي يفيد الدعاء النفيه and معان وإعرابه well there's a lot of stuff in lesson number 2 a lot of stuff in lesson number 2 but alhamdulillah يعني it's nothing really of great difficulty it's nothing really difficult alhamdulillah سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك